Thank you, Colonel.
And Challenger, it's your computer now.
Thank you.
This is Apollo Control. We're now 45 minutes from LEM liftoff. Everything continuing to go very smoothly. We've completed the reaction control system checkout. It looks good through the telemetry we're receiving here on the ground. Also aboard the spacecraft, the primary guidance and backup guidance system clocks have been synchronized. The next item on the cruise preparation checklist will be to align the platform of their guidance system, which is used as a stable attitude reference. And we're now some 20 minutes from reacquiring the command module, which is now in its 51st revolution of the moon. And as mentioned before, when we do acquire, we'll have both the LEM and the command module on the same communication circuit.
Garo, do you ever get any word on a rover battery?
No, I sure haven't. Haven't heard on that one.
It's not for, and I just wondered whether things were going to be working back there.
Okay, we got no reason to believe they won't. When you get down to park in the rendezvous radar antenna after this P-57, give me a call. We're going to change the parking position.
Okay. Why don't you just give me the numbers now?
Okay, do a, as the checklist shows, except do a VERP 41 now, 72 to 0 and 30 degrees. Go to SLU and then delete the manual SLU for 3 seconds. We want to leave it there for temperature purposes. This will be a cooler position for it during ascent.
Okay, I understand. That's 0 and 03000.
That's affirmative.
And the first 01, first 04 was 0.01.
Roger, we got that.
Cernan and Schmidt at this time are in the midst of the platform alignment, and we're standing by for television from the lunar surface via the camera on the lunar rover. And we're getting the first bits of a picture now. We should have color, and we do have a color picture from the lunar surface.
Challenger Houston, we've got you on television now. Have a good picture.
Glad to see the old rover's still working.
Okay, we got you now, 5. Go ahead and torque them.
This is Apollo Control at 187 hours, 31 minutes. Now approaching 30 minutes until time for lunar liftoff. The countdown toward liftoff going very smoothly. The crew aboard Challenger has completed aligning their inertial platform that's used as a stable attitude reference during powered flight. And we're less than 6 minutes now from regaining radio communications with Ron Evans aboard the Command and Service Module America. Television picture is coming to us from the lunar roving vehicle parked about 490 feet west of the lunar module, looking toward the east. Cernan and Schmidt will shortly be going through their pre-launch switch checks, checking the configuration of all the switches in the lunar module. They'll then don their helmets and gloves.
Okay, Houston, D-12 looks good, and the pink is in auto.
Okay, Challenger, there's no change to 047 and 053. I do have a K-factor for you.
Go ahead.
Okay, it's 179er, 59er, 59er, 82. Over.
Okay, 179er 59er 5982.
That's right, Jack. Challenger, you should have a couple tip of bias updates for the pings.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, with a VERP 21 noun 1, load address 1452 with 03045 and load address 1454 with 05246. Over.
Okay, that's 1452 with 03045 and 1454 is 05246.
Read back's good.
This is Apollo Control, now 25 minutes from lunar liftoff, aboard Challenger. The crew has set up their guidance computer in program 12, which is the program used for the lunar liftoff. And we're less than 1 minute now from regaining radio contact with Ron Evans aboard America.
Okay, they're in Houston.
Okay, look good to us.
And we've had acquisition of signal now from the CSM. About 10 minutes from now, the lunar module is scheduled to begin pressurizing the ascent propulsion system tanks.
Hey, Houston, America.
Roger, America. It's Houston. You're loud and clear.
Okay, go. Got my suit on.
Okay, Ron, we gave you the wrong skinny on the comp configuration last rev. We're actually now in a full misfin relay mode. We'd like you to stay off of Vox. Over.
Can do. I'm off Vox.
Challenger, Houston, when you get to a breakpoint, have some words on what you can expect in the way of guidance steering. Over.
Stand by. Okay, Gordy, you can go ahead and talk while we're putting our helmets and gloves on.
Okay, we never got around to debriefing you on PDI, but the out-of-plane indications you saw on the AGs during descent were proper. We had changed your vector slightly just prior to PDI, and so the AGS was navigating and indicating properly. We just ran the present ascent targets in the LMS with the half a mile cross range as shown on the pad. And you're going to be steering south. That's the way the steering direction goes. That's to your left for Gino's benefit. And the cross pointer indicated a maximum of about 13 feet per second outplane velocity at about ignition plus 3 minutes and 50 seconds, and then came on back to zero. Over. That
okay,
velocity
Gordo,
was
good information
velocity.
I have. Understand the act on that one. Okay.
This is Apollo Control, coming up now in 18 minutes until lunar liftoff.
Roger, America.
And Flight Director Gene Kranz has just gone around the room. Check with all flight controllers, we're go for lunar liftoff.
Okay.
Ascent waters open, Houston.
Roger.
And we've now switched over to the water on the ascent stage to be used in cooling electronic equipment, as called for in the flight plan. There was some concern that we would run out of descent water before we switched over to ascent water, but the water in the descent stage lasted as long as it was required.
Okay, Houston, we're at liftoff minus 17 minutes, the VERP 47 going over.
Roger, Challenger. America, we see your cabin at 5.5.
Okay, thank you. Houston, the deep end bands are coming off.
Roger. America, it looks like, Josh, your maneuver stopped. Maybe you hit the stick.
Roll around and assume you knocked the thing off of what?
This is Apollo Control, now 15 minutes from lunar liftoff. The descent stage tanks have been depressurized. We're about 1 minute now from beginning the pressurization of the ascent stage tanks.
Challenger, we're recommending Ping's direct rendezvous.
Roger, Gordo, understand. Ping's direct rendezvous for Challenger.
America, on the Delta, please. America, Houston, voice check.
Okay, hold on. Hello, Houston Challenger. Circuit breakers are configured. We're on the top of 8-16.
Challenger, Houston, okay. Sounds good.
And we're standing by for liftoff minus 10.
Roger.
And Houston, are you in relay now?
We lost high gain on the America, so we inhibited the downlink. We're not in relay, no.
Okay.
We're actually in a one-way relay. Ron should be able to hear you, but not vice versa.
This is Apollo Control. Gene Kranz now getting a go for ascent stage pressurization.
Coming up on 10 minutes, and we're ready to pressurize the apps.
Okay, here go to pressurize the apps.